So just an overview for the next couple of weeks. This week we're going to do Reish Nun. The Shir now is Reish Nun Ches. The following week will be Reish Nun Tes, Meretz Hashem. Following that, we're going to do a Shir Chazara, then a Bechina, and then the week following will be Bekias, and that's the week before Pesach. In other words, about 2 weeks before Pesach, we'll have the Bechina, and then 1 week of Bekias right before Pesach. So that week, if people are kind of busy, hope it should be accommodatable. It's a new word I just invented.
Sorry?
Safe. Good evening, everyone. Siman Reish Nun Chet, although it's a very short siman, it's a very difficult siman. And hopefully we're gonna get to understand a little bit of it. So, I'm just going to read it inside, so we're going to get into the mindset. Mutar l'aniach mibod yom. Here, stuff is here. Mutar l'aniach mibod yom kli sheyesh bedavar kar al gabek derachama she'en ze ketumen bedavar amosif hevel. So we're discussing like putting a kli on top of another kli, erev Shabbos, davar kar. Many, many details. Davar Amosif Hevel. So let's go back to the sugyas. The first sugya that we have to deal with is the Gemara in Shabbat in Daf Nun Aleph Amud Bet. On purpose, I put this, the first source, although it's not the right order, but it is the right order, because in order to understand the Gemara in Memchet, you need to know the Gemara in Nun Aleph. So the Gemara in Nun Aleph says, Menichim Mecham al Gabe Mecham Vekderah al Gabe Kderah. And the Girsa of the Rambam and all of the other Rishonim, Ava. Basically, it's not a valo, it's also k'dera al gabi mecham, v'mecham al gabi k'dera. V'tachet piya bevatzek, v'lo bishvil shiichamu, yelo bishvil shiyu meshumarim. So it sounds like you're allowed to put any pot on top of another pot, as long as the main purpose is just to keep it warm, and it is warm before it, meaning you don't heat it up. If it's cold, it's asur lechora. Then the Gemara in Daf Memchet quotes this Braita as a question. Rabba ve-Rabbi Zera iklau le-Beresh Galuta, chaziu alahu de-da'an achkuza de-pa'a apuma de-kumkuma, nazhe Rava, amar le-Rabbi Zera, ma ishna mimecham al gabe mecham? Meaning, why are you telling the slave to stop not putting the kuza, that it's like a pot on top of another pot? Nechora, it's exactly the same case of Nun Aleph. אמר לאט המקום מקמוקים, הכה עולו דקמוליד. So it sounds like he's trying to differentiate between just to keep warm and to create warm. And that's difficult because לכאורה רבי זירא should have known that ברייתא. So what is going on? And the third Gemara that we need to have in mind is the Gemara that we touched in the past and we're going to touch more in the future, a lot more in depth. But just to have that in mind also, תנו רבנן מביא אדם, זה גמר אין דף ממומד בית, מביא אדם כיתון מים ומניחו כנגד המדורה, לא בשביל שיחמו, אלא בשביל שתפיג צינתן. You're allowed to take a cold water and put it close to the מדורה, if the main intention is not בשביל שיחמו, אלא בשביל שתפיג צינתן. So if the main purpose is just to, not to heat it up, just to make it not so-called tafig tzinatan, that's fine. And the question is, what exactly is the case? Because if the case is that it can get hot, so what's the difference? You're heating up, basically. You're not heating it up to the point of yad soledet, but you are heating it up. So olude, what is the meaning of olude that we just mentioned in the two previous gemara? That olude is a problem. So if you just read the two Gemaras, it sounds like if it's cold and you want to create heat, for sure we're not talking about heat that it's Yad Soledet, because if it's Yad Soledet, it's going to be Bishul. So what is the Lo Bishvil Sheichamu here? It's Lichora Olude. What is going on here? So that's Tosfot. And the Rishonim struggling with this. So all the Rishonim are going to try to explain what is the Olude that it's Aser in Daf Memchet. And each one of them have their own approach. So the approach the three in Tosfot hold, and Rashba in Tosfot, I'm reading the last three lines in Tosfot. The Rashba says, "V'nira l'Rashba da'ad esharin anatet kiton shel ma'im kenegad amdura, haynu berachok min amdura shel'olam lo yachol avu lidei bishul. Aval bekarov asur afilu lehafshir. Dil mamishteli ve'ati la'anicham sham ad sheyitbashel. Ulachim masig achad asur, ve'lo bishvil sheyichamu dektani atam, haynu klomar bemakom sheyachol avu lidei sheyichamu. Ve'alashon dachuk k'tzet." So the first explanation that we have is the Shita of Rashba. The Shita of Rashba is that the Gemara in Daf Mem that we mentioned that you're allowed to put stuff close to the Medora as long as it's not going to get to Yad Soledet, it's only in a place, it's not dependent on your Ratzon, like it sounds like when you read the Gemara. It's not about what you think. When you read the Gemara, it sounds like you can put a pot of water close to the Medura, and you just need to make sure to take it out before it's going to get to point of Yad Soledet. That's what says it's not true, that's not the case. You're only allowed to put stuff next to the Medura if it's far enough that it would never get to the point of Yad Soledet. Velo bishvil sheyichamu is not what you have in mind, it's the place. The place should be a place that it's not going to be had. And also, too, by us, in Daf Memchet, the differentiation between Olude Kamolid and Akume Kamokim, Olude Kamolid is, if you're going to leave the pot here on the top of the other pot, since it's Yad Soledet, and the other pot going to get to Yad Soledet, that's why it's Aser. So Rav Zeira thought that, like the Havamina of Tosfot, that if you put it in a place that it can come to Yad Soledet, but you're just going to take it out before it's going to get to Yad Soledet, that's fine. And that's why he was surprised. Why are you bothering the slave? But Rabba told them that it's not true. You're allowed to put the pot only in a place that it cannot reach, it can never reach the, can never reach to the point of Yad Soledet. So that's the approach of Tosfot. And Tosfot admits that it's a very big tchuk in the Lashon. Velo bishvil sheichamu, instead of saying that it's what your kavana, it's more like the definition of the place, a place that cannot get to place of the yichamu.
Why does Tosfot feel the need to answer? Why can't you say that Rav held otherwise?
You always prefer not to make a machloket.
Zero seems to...
The approach is in Tosfot to all shas is to make the sugis to be mushed together. You're saying that Rabbi Zera argue and Rabbi Zera hold that it's muta?
Saying that it's a story between Rabbi Zera and, you know, and if it were not just it was not as in the form of support, it might be different, where it's stated as a bright or it's stated as some sort of memra.
It sounds like that's the maskana of the Gemara. It doesn't sound like a machloket Rabbi Zera and Rabba. If it was a machloket, then you can, for sure. But it sounds more like that's the conclusion of the Gemara, that's the pshat. We always try to make everyone in peace. And that's Shishita of Rabbeinu Tam in general. Have like seven sugyos, so this.
No, I'm saying really in a situation where it's based on a story as opposed to a statement.
Why would it be different?
It doesn't. Because then Rav Zeira seems to feel otherwise. Rav Zeira was not unaware of the bright.
But according to Tosfot, he's smart. Meaning he had a good havamina.
Right.
So you're saying that we're gonna keep that havamina lemaisa? Some rishonim hold that, but Tosfot doesn't like. I don't know why Tosfot decided like not to. What?
According to the way Tosfot is learning, Ulude Kamolid is really bishul, like. He's saying is it really because that's a place where it is Yad Soledet, so
even if you have in mind to take it before,
it's
Issur Rabbanan to put it in a place that it can reach Yad Soledet, although you don't have in mind to get to Yad Soledet, and even if it's going to get to Yad Soledet, you're probably going to be shaygek. You're probably going to be maybe.
What I'm saying is, isn't then the chashash of Bishul then?
Yeah.
Not the chashash which we usually think of Hadmana.
Right.
So the different chashash.
Right. Perfect. So that's the what bothered Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah didn't like that teirutz because if this is true, if this is the case, Olude Kamolid is just chashash Bishul and it's a gzera de Rabbanan atu Bishul, then it's not belong in this sugya. I mean, we're discussing A minute before we discussed in Kupa Shetaman Balo Itnana, Dinei Atmana, and now we're suddenly switching to Dinei Bishul and Chashash Bishul.
Depends on what you equate.
What?
Depends on what you equate Shehinah and Atmana.
Rashi is good. According to Rashi, is good, right? Tosfu doesn't like doesn't hold like Rashi, so for them it is a kasha. So the Rabbeinu Yona, Rabbeinu Yona Eksha, Diachi Maisha Niacha, that's what you said. It's not belong here. Lefichach Piresh, the Anachat Kuzah Puma de Kumkuma Kdei Latmin Shneim Bedavar Sheino Mosif Hava. So I'm not going to read everything inside. I'm just going to explain the way that the Rabbeinu Yona says it. That we're discussing Hatmana. The first part is Tamun, covered. Davar sheino mosif hevel. In Shabbat itself, we know that if you open the kisui, normally you can take the pot out and you can put it in. So Rab Zeira thought that if it was mutman beheter b'davar sheino mosif, the same way that you can take the pot out and bring it back, so too you can add to the hatmana that was made beheter and you can put another thing on top. No matter if it's warm, to keep it warm, and even if it's cold and you just want to make it not so cold, it should be mutter. And Rabbah told them that achidush in dina hatmana, that although it's mutter, if you had a good hatmana bedavar sheino mosif hevel mi be'od yom, it's true that the same part that you were matmin beheter, it's fine. But if you want to add to that hatmana something from the outside, since there is like a hidden source there, it's not a hidden source because it's not Gechalim, but since there is something like very hot there, it's like a hidden source, we consider that Hatmana for the purpose of a new Hatmana in Shabbat itself, like it's Hatmana b'davar she-musif b'Shabbat. Have ele kematmin b'davar ha-musif. Ve'lo etiru ela b'mecham al gabe mecham davka. And the sugya in Daf Nun Aleph, when we say that you're allowed to put mecham al gabe mecham, it's with no hatmana. Even if it is hatmana, if it's just hot and you just keep it warm, so then it's not going to be considered new hatmana. So it's his mechalek, even if Nun Aleph going to speak in a case that there is a hatmana, the only heter in Nun Aleph is when the pot that you want to put on top is also warm. So in this case, we were not going to consider the extra hatmana like a new hatmana b'davar sheino mosif. Only when there is olude kamolid, only when there is something new coming to the world, when you put a cold pot and you put it in the covers and you're creating like a new heating in the cold pot, even if it's not going to come to Yad Soledad, because if it's going to come to Yad Soledad, you're going to have a shell of Bishul. But that by itself, olude kamolid chom, in this system of hatmana, it's a special gzera in hatmana. It's considered like musif hevel, although it's not. But it's a special chidush by dina hatmana, the same way that we just saw before that, the din of Rabbi Zeira, kupa shetaman balo enichen al gabe gefet shel zetim, that you see that we have when it's an interesting concept of a little bit of heating on the bottom, it can be combined to be something more than an omosif. So this is very connected to the topic before that. That you see that sometimes something that it's not mosif can be considered moisif. And according to Rabbeinu Yona, olude kamolid is din hatmana. When there is holadat chom in an exist hatmana, it's asur. But if you just keep warm, if you just take a hot pot from the stove, beheter, and you want to move it to the hatmana that was there b'od yom, then it's going to be mutar according to Rabbeinu Yona.
Would it be also even on Erev Shabbos?
That's a good point, and it's not so clear, and that's what we're going to get to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, depends what the Shulchan Aruch hold, because it's the debate in the Achronim.
I mean, if it's on Shabbos, why does it even mention that it's Mosif Hevel?
It's not really Mosif Hevel, it's just like considered like a new Hatmana. You can call it like Mosif Hevel can be like a just phrase to say why it's Aser. It's a Hatmana B'Devar Mosif, it's Aser. The lashon of the Rabbeinu Yona, mashma that it's havele kematmin b'davar hamosif. So
if you're talking about something that's cold before, it is going to be
most of hevel.
Yeah, but it's not. That's the problem, because that's confusing, because it's most of hevel is a tricky definition. We just learned last time, and that's what's going to bother us a lot. We just learned last time that there is a big machloket rishonim. What is hatmanat sonen? We learned last time that hatmanat sonen, the Rambam holds that hatmanat sonen leafig tzinato is mutter. So you take something that it's like 32 degrees or 33 degrees Fahrenheit, and you bring it to 50. That's fine. And it's still considered latmin sonen according to the Rambam. So why would that be asur? So the oludi kamolid, if you said that the system, we're discussing the covers, so then it makes sense, because the system here, like, creates something new, as opposed to just hitting samukh la medura, you're also allowed to heat up stuff that you bring it from 33 to 50, it's still not yet soledad, and it's not, you created something, you did something, but it's not. Mosif Hevel is a tricky definition that we're going to discuss more, but that's part of the problem.
No, I think that's why, because he says, otherwise it would have been the same thing as Hatman and Satsone. So that's why it had to be Mosif Hevel, otherwise it would have been.
But what is, but when he said it, it's like Mosif Hevel, what does he mean? He mean that when you do it on Shabbat, we consider that like Mosif Hevel, that it's going to be Asr, because it's Asr to be Matmin be Shabbat, bedavar ha-Mosif, even if it was Tamun. Meaning, davar she-Mosif, she-no Mosif, if you were Tumen be-Erab Shabbat, and then Kisau ve-Nitgala, Mutar le-Chasuto, so you're allowed to be Tumen in a exist Hatmana. If I will give it a din of the she-Mosif, then it's going to be Asr be-Shabbat. But who said that be-Erab Shabbat I'm going to have the same trick? So We're gonna see soon in the Achronim. It's a very difficult point. I mean, that's why we're here. Now the third shita here, that the Bet Yosef doesn't bring it. You don't have to know it, but I'm just telling you that there is another shita here. Tosfot Rid, he's mechalek between the Gemara, and he says that the din in Daf Mem that you're allowed to put. Tosfot basically mentioned that approach, and Tosfot didn't like that approach. But he's miyash of the shita, and he says, "Din keneged amedura, it's mutter even if it can get to a yad soledet." But it's different in our case. He holds that it's the same like Tosfot, that the chashash is bishul, not hatmana, and he says that the chiluk between medura and hatmana by us is that by medura it's very hot, so in order to defrost or make the water that you want to heat a little bit to bring them from 30 to 50, it's going to take a couple of minutes. So we don't have the concern that you're going to forget it there. So even if you put it in a place that it can get to a yad soledet, if you have in mind to take it out, that's fine. But if you put it on top of the other mecham, we're not talking hatmana according to him, we're talking just like heating up stuff. If you put it on top of the mecham, since the mecham is not so hot like medura, like a bonfire, so it's going to take a long time to bring it from 30 to 50 or 60. And we have the concern that you're going to forget and you're going to keep it there. So that's why it's asur only by kdera al gabe kdera, and it's not asur by tanu. We don't hold like him la halacha. But it's good to know that there is another approach in the Rishonim. Now, Lemaise, it's very difficult to know what is the Shulchan Aruch means here, and I'm going to explain what I mean. If you look in the Tur was not so, didn't save so many words, and even the Tur is not so clear. But the Tur says, I'm reading the Tur, it's page number 2 in the middle, Kli sheyesh bo davar cham yechol anicho al gabe al hakdera tmuna kdei sheyishmor chomo velo yitztanen. So the first part of the tour discuss, you're not allowed to put a cold pot on top of Kedera Chama B'Shabbat, Sh'are Molid Bochom. It sounds like Tosfot. That there is a Isur to put a cold pot on top of another Kedera. But then he finished the sentence, ואם מניחו בערב שבת מותר שאין זה כתומן בדבר המוסיף אפל. So he brings us to התמנה. And the beginning also mentioned לשון התמנה. So what does he discuss? He discuss התמנה or he discuss שהייה? Who does he pick? The Tosfot or Rabbeinu Yonah? And the Bet Yosef also, I'm sure that all of you read the Bet Yosef. The Bet Yosef is very difficult. You have a lot of discussions, has nothing to do with this. He just discusses the Ma'ari Beira, Ma'ari Ben Chaviv, if Davar She'eno Mevushal Kol Tzorko, it's Mutar or not Mutar, it's a difficult Bet Yosef. Just to deal with that, you need, like, you probably dedicated enough time. But unfortunately, that belongs more like to Shin Yud Chet. And we're not going to discuss that. What we need to discuss is the Gemarot that we are talking about and the Psak La'alacha, that the Bet Yosef, instead of giving us at least what the tour gave us, he just focused on the end of the tour, and at the end, the last sentence that he said in page number 3, it's the end of the Bet Yosef. Mamash, the end of the Bet Yosef. Uma shekatav Rabbeinu. It's the last two lines in the Bet Yosef. Uma shekatav Rabbeinu. Uma shekatav Rabbeinu v'im menicho ba'erev mutar she'en ze ketomen bedavar ha'musif hevel. If you put it ba'erev Shabbat, it's mutar because it's not kedavar ha'musif hevel. Pashutu. She'arei en hakdera chama mosefet hevel, ela ad rabba chuma mitma'et ve'olech. Okay, so what are the words that he is saying? He said, why is it not Mosif Hevel? Because the Kedera doesn't have an internal heat. It goes down and down and down. And what does that remind us? Remind us the Rabbeinu Baruch in Tosfot, in Memchet Amud Alef. Rabbeinu Baruch says that you allowed that, last year we discussed that, if you put a Kedera on top of the Kira that was Gufa, so there is a heat in the Kira, but the heat is going down because there is no Gechalim there. So when the heat goes down, it's not considered Mosif Hevel, so you're allowed to put covered pot on top because the heating source is weak. So the Bet Yosef is using the same logic for this Kedera. This Kedera is not considered Mosif Hevel. Who discussed now, what are we talking about? We're talking, if you're talking like Tosfot, that there is a Kedera and you put on top of the other Kedera, the Chora Tosfot discuss when there is a heating on the bottom. The heat on the bottom, then there is a Kedera, and then you want to put on top of it. So what is Eno Mosif Hevel? Because it's going down. There is a, and if he's talking according to Rabbeinu Yonah that there is no hitting on the bottom, but it covers all the way. So Eno Mosif Hevel, it's not Mosif Hevel in Shabbat also itself. So why would you oster in Shabbat itself? What
it's
exactly?
It's only going down klape the bottom. It's not going down klape the top. Of the top, it's not going down klape the second kedera, but it's not going down klape the bottom pot, but it's not going down klape the top pot. The top pot was cold, but when we discuss usually Mosif Hevel in the context of Hatmana, we usually refer to the item
that you're matmin in. If the item is gefet, gefet is considered mosif hevel. It has the power to be mosif hevel. So that's normally, you're discussing the result. If it's the result gets hevel, then you call it mosif. You're calling mosif hevel in the...
No, only because he's right. Using that as his
no, but this is, I mean, I'm saying, this is a very difficult, like, and you're right, that if you're discussing the result, it is mosif hevel in the result, but to be Mosif Hevel in the result, like I mentioned before, it seems to be not a problem from Din Hanacha next to the Medura. Din Hanacha next to the Medura, you see that there is no Isur to create a little bit of heat. The question is, how do you get to that point? So, it's not so clear, and it stays not clear in the Shulchan Aruch, because if you read the Shulchan Aruch makes it even harder, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even discuss Shabbat itself. It doesn't quote the Gemara that discusses Shabbat itself. That is Pashut, everyone knows, and it seems like he didn't bother because after you learn Resh Nun Gimel and Resh Nun Zayin, you don't need the the first part. That's Pashut. The only Chiddush that he seems to think that it's important to say is it's Mutar Laniach Mibeod Yom. He discussed Mibeod Yom. Just the stuff that can come out of the discussion. Mi be'od yom, it's mutter to put kli sheyesh bo davar kar al gabei kedei rachama, she'en ze ketumen bedavar hamosif hevel. So he mentioned Lashon Hatmana, that makes us think that we're discussing something that it's mutman, right? So it tends to towards the Rabbeinu Yonah, right? So what does he come to say? That Rabbeinu Yonah, that's your question, right? If we're holding like Rabbeinu Yonah, so in Shabbat itself, we consider that like Mosif Hevel, because we had a hidden source, and it's covered. So b'Shabbat, don't do it. Don't create, this system can create some heat, so we consider that like Mosif Hevel, so don't put anything cold in it in Shabbat. But Erev Shabbat, everything that we put Erev Shabbat adds heat, and like, to be oyster that, Erev Shabbat, it's like a very big chumrah. So he said, it's mitztanen ve'olech, all of the stuff that we oyster Erev Shabbat, and we consider them Mosif Hevel, Erev Shabbat, it's stuff that usually retain heat. Retain, that's the word. Keeps the heat, only retain heat. But this is not, so it's very hard to expand the chumrah of Rabbeinu Yonah back to Erev Shabbat. That's if you medakdek in the Lashon of Tomen. Now, the truth is that it's not so simple, because Now we need to use all the knowledge that we got in the previous simanim, because if you remember in the beginning of Rosh Nun Gimel, Lashon Hatmana, according to the Shulchan Aruch, can be true even when it's not Mutman. Right? According to Shulchan Aruch, Hatmana is when it touches. So, if it touches on the bottom in a hidden source, hidden element, that's considered Hatmana according to Shulchan Aruch. So if this is true, Shenze Ketomen might be referred to Tosfot. Because according to Tosfot, when you touch the bottom, the bottom is hidden element, it should be Hatmana Badavar Musif Hevel. And then it should be also even Erev Shabbat. So the Shulchan Aruch come to tell you, no, that's true only when the hidden element is like a strong hidden element, and then it's going to be also to touch it. You need to put a separation, you need to put air between. But if it's just a pot that doesn't have a heating element on the bottom, then it's mitkarer ve'olech, so I don't have that chumrah. So then, it's paskening like Tosfot. So what is going on here? So if you read the Taz, the beginning of the Taz, he brings the Bet Yosef, Sharen Akdera Chama Mosifev Dela Adraba Chuma Mitmaet Volech. And if you read in the Prime Gadim, the Prime Gadim understood that the way that the Taz understood is a Bet Yosef Leshitato. If you read in the Prime Gadim is the source in the bottom. She'en, Ayen Taz, Bet Yosef Leshitate, the Nogea Bemikzat Begechalim, Obe Mosif Hevel, Have Hatmana. So the Prime Gadim understood that the Bet Yosef Leshitato, that Negia, Begechalim, touching on the bottom, it's considered Hatmana, so this is true only for Gechalim, but Pat, it's good. It's not considered Mosif Hevel, so you're allowed to touch the other Pat. This is the Prime Gadim. Now, you can look, I'm not going to go through everyone, but if you want somebody who says Meforash, look in the page number 5, Tosefet Shabbat, Resh Nun Chet Aleph. It's in the middle. It's a footnote, basically. I just brought the Lashon. Abet Yosef Katav Atam. Do you see the Tosefet Shabbat? It's the picture, basically, in the middle. Page number 5. Mutar she'en ze Abet Yosef Katav Atam she'arei en akdera sham machama mosefet hevel ma'atzma v'adraba kol sha'a chuma mitva'ot olech. Ulfi ze tzarich lomar demayri she'ose derech hatmana. Okay? So he understood the opposite. He understood, like we said in the beginning, that Pshat Lashon Hatmana is when you cover, and the Chiddush of Nat Mosif Hevel Sheach only Bedina Hatmana. Now, either way that you explain the Shulchan Aruch, you have questions. Because if you understand that it's Hatmana, Let's start with the Pri Megadim. If you understand that it's the Chiddush is that when it touches the Gechalim, it's considered Hatmana according to the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch come to tell you that, you know what, the Din of Nogea is true only when there is a heating source on the bottom that can create heat and stay warm. But Kedera al Gabe Kedera is not a problem of Hatmana. Do we need the Shulchan Aruch to say that here? We learn in Resh Nun Gimel and Seif Gimel and Seif Hey that you're allowed to put pandish v'katzeh b'em lechamemam and you're allowed to cover the pot with a Kedera. And it's considered garuf v'katum and it may be considered somech l'medura. So it's going to be even stira between the Shulchan Aruch himself. And I found also stirot in the Pri Megadim himself, because here in the Siman he is mechalek chilukim that he was not mechalek in Resh Nun Gimel. You remember the question that we had in Resh Nun Gimel between the Seif Gimel to Seif Hey. In Seif Gimel he said that you need to keep dina chazara, and Seif Hey sounds like somech lamedura. The Pri Megadim was mechalek between there is liquid inside the pot, there is no liquid. Here he's saying no, the chiluk is if the kedera is tzonenet or not tzonenet. Mamish, like, you can take a look after, but the Pri Megadim approach is difficult because then it's going to happen that there is a... It sounds like they're going to create a stira in the Shulchan Aruch itself. And the approach of the Tosefet Shabbat is a little difficult also because... there is no source, meaning he's mechalek chilukim that are like, it's the issue is only on Shabbat itself, but not before Shabbat, because it's mitkarer v'olech. Meaning, why does the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't have any source for that. Just like you said, the pshat is that if you give it like a din mosif hevel, so it should be mosif hevel. But it makes more sense to say that this is the chidush, and then you're not going to have stira in the Shulchan Aruch itself. So it's just saying like his own svara, that don't expand the Chiddush to Erev Shabbat also. Lemaise, I want to mention, do we have more time? Or so we have two approaches, 3 minutes? We have two approaches how to explain the Shulchan Aruch itself. Now, it doesn't end by this, because the Taz has a lot of Chiddushim here. I just explain the first line according to the Pri Megadim. But if you go back to the Taz in page number 3, the Taz also say that in order to be considered Mosif Hevel, it depends what you have in your mind. The Chiddush that the Beit Yosef said that if it's cooling down, it doesn't have Shem Mosif Hevel, it's true only if when you have in mind to take it, it's going to be cold. But if you just want to cover it with the heat for 10 minutes and it's going to be hot by the time that you take off the second pot, then for you it's going to be considered Mosif Hevel. Because by the time that you're going to take it out, it's still going to be hot. So it's going to be Asur. And that's a big enough comment. I said that it's not good what people do and they take they want to heat up like a bottle and they put it in another pot of hot water and they're heating the other water. So it's mamash hatmana b'davar ha-mosif hevel, because the chidush of the Shulchan Aruch, that mitztanen v'olech is not mosif hevel, it's true only if you want to keep it there for a long time, that it's going to be cold by the time that you take it out. But in the case that you just want to heat a little bottle in a big pot of water, then it's going to for sure be hot at the time that you take it off. So he said it's osur. But he said his makel, if the top of the bottle that you put in the water is above the water, so then we have the din of atmana b'miktzat, and atmana b'miktzat is mutter and it's klisheni. So he said that you should keep the top out of the water, so you're going to be covered at least according to the din of atmana b'miktzat according to the Rama. Now you should know that the Eliyahu Rabbah and other Achronim argue with the Taz, and says that it's not true. The chiluk that it does make between what you have in mind, it's a very big chidush, because why would it be dependent what you're what you have in your mind? If lemaise it's getting cold, so it doesn't have the ability to keep the to retain the heat, so it's not mosif hevel. Also, it's klisheni, and klisheni, there is a lot more room to be makel. And he said that the people who are heating the bottle, they're doing well. And lemaise, the Mishnah Berurah didn't really paskin like the Taz. He was just saying that it's better not to do it, not because of the Taz. If you look in the Shaar HaTzion, it's a little bit more complicated the way he understood. But it sounds like he learned in the Gra, that learned in Rabbeinu Yonah, that creating heat more than like a certain way, that it's like look like you're heating something, although it's not yet solid, it's asur. So he's trying to be choishish to this shita. It's not so clear. I have a proof that it's a different pshat in the Gra, but it's not for today. Lemaise, he said that if you keep the top out, you're good. And there is more more to say, but this is for the bottom line. That if you want to heat a bottle for your kid, if the top is out, you're good.
That's because it's not fully covered on all sides.
Yeah, but you have more reasons to be making, like the Eliyah Rabba and the Klisheni and the...
Could you say, like, for Moshe, you said last week, that you're, like, nervous for Moshe, you're putting it into something that one is supposed to be...